Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. A big year is in store for the Friends of Wesleyville Village as interior restoration of their historic church will take place. A 2001 fire destroyed much of the interior. Now a new roof will be installed, followed by appropriate renovations to secure an occupancy permit. Wendy Schroeder with the Friends of Wesleyville Village speaks to the massive projects ahead.
2025 is a really exciting year for us. I think the big word here is momentum. So certainly we did see the door and the windows all replaced in the church this year. And that's, you know, an incredible milestone for us because after the fire in 2021, we had a huge outpouring of community support. And so we've been working behind the scenes since then. But in 2025, we could finally see the fruits of those efforts back in place. So all of the windows have now been restored and replaced. The door and the window above has also been replaced. So that really is coming close to completing the exterior of the church. The next thing that we really had to take a look at in 2025 was the condition of the roof. The roof has been there for quite some time. I don't have the exact year, but I don't think it owes us anything at this point. And so we applied for funding through the ACO, and we were approved. So that means that we'll be able to move ahead with the replacement of the roof. So given that it's the middle of winter, we haven't replaced it yet. However, the contract is in place, and I think it'll start moving along soon. So that's another major milestone for us. And one of the reasons that's a major milestone is that we need to make sure that the roof is watertight before we start any of the major interior renovations. And that's a really big project, so we obviously want to protect what we're working on inside as well.
Now, just speaking of the roof itself, was that damaged in the fire in any way in terms of like smoke damage or flames? Was that damaged?
No, the roof was not damaged in the fire. A lot of the damage, most of the damage was interior. The structure of the building is still sound and the roof really was spared. So the internal ceiling was affected, but not the roof. What we're looking at in terms of roof repair this year is really just an aging covering. And so we want to make sure that it remains watertight when we finish the interior restoration so that we're not putting, you know, that restoration at risk.
So let's talk about the interior restoration in terms of the goal for 2026. What is the goal this year?
Well, the goal this year, the ultimate goal, of course, is to reopen the church. So we received some very significant capital funding from the Ontario Trillium Foundation. So this is a grant for $154,000 that will see us complete the interior restoration of the church to the point that we can regain an occupancy permit. So we're not talking, you know, every last flourishing detail or everything on our wish list, but we are talking about the basics that are necessary to get that occupancy permit and to welcome the community back. So that really would encompass things like fire separation between the floors, the replacement of that ceiling that I mentioned that was damaged in the fire. So, you know, we're looking at removing the charred lumber, rebuilding the ceiling, new vapor barriers, obviously drywall and plaster wall repairs on the inside. There's going to be repairs to the floor at the entry where the fire occurred. And then, you know, some details as well, like restoring the crown molding, the wainscoting, that sort of stuff as well. So it's a fairly extensive project.
So kind of paint us a picture of what the aesthetics will look like. I mean, when someone walks into the church, when it finally does open, what are they going to expect to see?
So, you know, our ultimate goal is to put it back. put it back the way it was. So when they come in, we're hoping that they see the same calm, beautiful blue color throughout. We're hoping that pretty much when they walk in, what they're seeing is the history of Wesleyville Village. This really was sort of the cornerstone of the community. And so we want to put back that feel. We want to return it to the community hub that it once was. So, and really when I say that, what I mean is we're not trying to reimagine this space. We are trying to restore the space.
Wonderful. And do you have an anticipated date of when you want to reopen the church?
So, I mean, that's going to be a moving target, of course. However, the goal, goal here is that we are looking at a 12-month project timeline starting from December 2025. So really we're aiming to have the church reopened, hopefully, by December 2026. We're in the final stretch. So, you know, when I tell people this is the moment, I think this really is the moment. We've come so far from 2021 in terms of, you know, we've added accessibility to the church. We've, you know, been constantly working behind the scenes, and now we're down to the final stage of the project. And so I think within a year, we should expect to, you know, apply for that occupancy permit and hopefully get people back into the space.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.